News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has received the backing of leaders of the UK, France and Germany in calling for direct ceasefire talks between Russia and Ukraine, something Russia has poo-pooed. Meanwhile, today Zelensky is due to meet King Charles in the UK. Emmanuel Shays is with us, Ukraine correspondent for France 24. All of that, Emmanuel, happens amid the backdrop of further attacks by Russia on Ukraine, including deeply frightening attacks on the aspects of the Chernobyl nuclear facility.
Yes, absolutely. So first, there was over 150 drones launched at Ukraine overnight by Russia. It killed at least one person in the Sumy region and injured three other people. That's, of course, the highest toll that that Ukrainians are paying every night from those strikes. But also, this very frightening strike you're referring to occurred yesterday when, in the very early hours, Russia actually attacked a nuclear waste facility storage, according to Energoatom and the Ukrainian authorities. So fortunately, the building that was damaged by a drone, there was a fire that started, but it got quickly dealt with by rescuers, and this building was empty. But once again, of course, Energoatom and the Ukrainian government are highlighting the risks on nuclear sites, nuclear facilities that Russia is posing. You know, this site was in Kyiv region. It was not far from Chernobyl nuclear power plant. And it just highlights that there's no regard for nuclear safety from Russia's part.
What does it say about the likelihood of more of those quasi-terror attacks? Because we now have a casualty toll running towards 2 million Russian soldiers, deaths in the region of 350,000, the worst casualties suffered by any Western power since the Second World War. Is that going to lead to desperation soon?
Well, this is certainly how it feels. So we've talked about this attack on a nuclear waste storage facility, but in fact, drones are flying, for example, over Chernobyl, also in Zaporizhia, a region in the vicinity of the nuclear power plant, which is occupied for four plus years. And we see that, in fact, this is all that Russia has at the moment, because it's not faring very well along the front line. It has even lost hundreds of square kilometers of land in the past few months, and the death toll and the toll of people injured on the Russian side is really huge. There's over 30,000 soldiers either killed or injured every month on the Russian side. That's according to Ukraine authorities. Yet Russia continues its offensive. So even if it's not faring well on the front line, it does continue to attack Ukraine by the air every day.
Well, thank you very much, Emmanuel Shays, Ukraine correspondent for France 24.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.